Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and we are four lines from the top of Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis Amar Rav Nachman. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo ben Chaya Leia and Yisrael ben Adina. So we're moving along in Perikol HaBasar, discussing the halachos of Basar v'Cholav, stating that the first two-thirds of today's daf is going to deal with halachos that are not literally basar v'chalav, me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan, and that is the laws of melicha, the laws of kashering kosher meat. So we know that one of the things that has to happen in the preparation of kosher meat is the kashering process. The premise of having to kasher an animal is based on the fact that every animal obviously has a lot of blood. There's a lav in the Torah, iser karis, one of the most chomer things in the entire Torah, for a person to eat blood. As a result, in order to make the meat mutter lachila, you have to remove the blood. How do you remove the blood? So Chazal gave us a mahalach. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to salt the meat. How exactly you salt it is going to be discussed in today's daf. But there's some sort of melicha process, and al yedei the melicha of the basar, the assumption is that the dam is going to extract. Once the dam extracts, at that point, you're going to be able to obviously cook, roast, fry, eat the meat that it is that you're preparing. As it relates to the first Gemara that we're going to learn, it really is predicated on a Gemara later in today's daf. Rashi says, "Ayin lekamon daf kuf yud gimel amid aleph," in order to properly understand this very first Gemara. That Gemara, that the Gemara mentions on kuf yud gimel amid aleph, is a memory from Shmuel. Shmuel said that when you do malicha, you have to do it in a kli menukav. You have to do it in a keli that has holes. Why do you have to do it in a keli that has holes? Because really, there's a little bit of a catch 22. You're going to go and you're going to salt the animal. The concept of salting it is that the blood is going to come out. Why are you not concerned that after the salt causes the blood to go out, the meat itself is going to be bileya the salt again? And if that's the case, you're going to end up in the same place that you started, albeit you took the long scenic route. So it's true the salt will extract, but at the same time, it'll end up being reabsorbed. And if that's the case, l'chura, you should end up having a problem. The etza to that is, what we use is a kli menukav. So being that you're using a keli, that's menukav. So as soon as the blood comes out, we assume that it's going to go through these nekavim, and like this, everything's going to be okay. But if you think about it, the kli menukav shouldn't really be a perfect solution. Because bizin kreitshma, until the dam leaves through the nekavim inside this kli menukav, that point it might reabsorb it. And if that's the case, why isn't that something that you're concerned with? The answer is, Chazal said, that an animal or meat can be maflit. It could also be boileya. It could be maflit, meaning it can cause parts of it to leave, but it could also be boileya. It can absorb. But at the same time, it can't be boileya and maflit at the same time. There's a concept of id detarid, is for a piece of meat or any item of food or even a pot, if it's being mafla right now, so we assume that at the time that it's being mafla, it doesn't have the ability to be bileya. So here's the point. As soon as you start salting the piece of meat, it's going to be maflet, maflet, maflet. It's not going to be able to be bileya until it stops being maflet. By the time it stops being maflet, we assume that all the dam will have left, and as a result, it's going to be fine. If you're going to use a keli that's enay menukiv, then you're actually going to have a problem, because then it's going to be maflet, 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 during which time it will not be bileya, bileya, bileya. But when it stops being maflet at that time, it could be bileya. So as long as the dam is still inside the keli, based on that, you're going to have an issue. So it's because of that Shmuel said the kamana kuf yud gimel amid aleph that melicha has to be done in a kli menukiv. We need to know that halacha in order to appreciate this very first gemara that we're going to learn right now. Says the gemara, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, dogim va'oifos shemolchon zem zeh. If somebody goes and he does melicha with fish and with basar oif together, asurim. The halacha is the fish, Rashi says, only the fish, is going to be asur ba'achil. So if somebody does melicha with oif and oif, that's fine. you're allowed to be meleach. We'll see later in the Gemara many pieces of meat together. If somebody's meleach dogen v'dogen, there's no issue. If someone's meleach basa behema and basa behema, there's not going to be an issue. Rav Nachman said, but if you're going to take oifos, and Rashi says oifos is lav dafka, but hu adin behema, it's a bigger chiddush that this halacha is true for oifos, as we're going to see. But if somebody would take oifos and dogim and he would salt them together, the halacha is the dogim are going to be yasa. So the Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the mitzias? And then we'll try to understand the halacha. Ibeklisha in a menukiv, if we're dealing with a keli, that was in a menukiv, meaning there's no holes inside this keli, then I feel oifos for oifos nami asiri. That's Shmuel's memory, the command that we had to know in order to start this Gemara. Anytime a person salts, even oifos for oifos, you never allowed to do malicha with a kli she'ena menukif. And if that's the case, why are we dealing dafka with dogim v'oifos? It's going to be asr. It's always asr to do malicha that way. And iba kli menukif, and if you're dealing with a keli that's menukif, then afilu dogim v'oifos nami shari, then it should be mutter. So what's unique? What's so different about dogim v'oifos? Says the Gemara, and with the introduction that we gave to the daf, we should be able to read this Gemara in a second. Lo ilo b'kli menukif, we're dealing with a kli menukif. The dogim, however, fish, mishum de rafi karmayu, because the membrane that surrounds the fish is very, very soft, kadmi upalti, it starts being maflit the minute you put the salt on it. It immediately it starts doing the plata. The oifos, however, kmiti, the basar of oifos is much harder. And by the way, basar behema is even harder than that. And if that's the case, basar denaichi dogim plati oifos. Which means, being that the oifos starts being maflit earlier, it also stops being maflit earlier. So you have a mitzias right now with the oifos stopping, where the dogim stop being maflit, and the oifos, because they got a late start, are still being maflit. So you know what's going to happen during that interim period? The dogim are going to end up being boileya, the dam of the oifos, and it's for that reason you're going to end up having yourself an issue. So says Rav Nachman that if you understand the mechanics of how malicha work and why it's okay to do malicha with a kli menukiv, it's based on the fact because while you're being maflit, you can't be boileya, and as long as you have a kli menukiv, so you'll be maflit, all the dam is going to be gone by the time you settle down a little bit and you're ready to be baleia. That's all true if you're all on the same schedule. So if all the meat inside this keli is on the same schedule, it's going to be okay. But if you have two pieces of meat that are not operating in tandem, you have dogim and oifos, and kal v'chomer if you have dogim and behema, where dogim is maflit in a second, oifos takes a little bit longer, behema takes even a little bit longer than that. Well, what's going to happen is the dog is going to stop being maflit before the oifos, and the behema is going to stop being maflit, which means it's going to be able to now be boileya. So you're going to have it all together, even in a kli menukiv, you're going to end up having yourself an issue, and that's where Rav Nachman's halacha was. Dogim v'oifos, and certainly dogim u'behema, shemolchim zem zeh, afilu b'kli menukiv, that's what you have to lay to, lefi the maskonos ha-gemara, asurim is going to be asur. Now Rashi said it's only the dogim that's going to be asur. Why is the basar oif and the basar behema not going to be asur? So pasha, the reason it's not going to be asur is because it's being maflit, doesn't have the ability to be bale. But the truth is dam of a fish anyways asur? Kipshutei dag. Although sometimes there's a concept of a dag tome, but the fact that dam should be aser is anyways not an issue. So bechlal, the fact that the oifos and the basar being aser would be a moot point, it would be dead on arrival. But in the lumdus of the Gemara, it's all about the dag, being that it starts being maflit first, it stops being maflit first, it has the ability to be boileya while the oif and the behema are still being maflit. Therefore, even if you have a kli menukiv, you're going to have yourself an issue. This is the very first part of today's daf. Moving along. Ramori Barachel, Imlech Le Basa Shkuta Bahadi Basa Treif. Ramori Barachel once did Malicha with Basa Shkuta and Basa Treifa. So he took Basa Shkuta and Basa Treifa and he did Malicha together. Asa Lekame de Rava. And he came to Rava and he asked him a Shaila. Now it's a very interesting Gemara because the Gemara doesn't say what the Shaila was. The Gemara is going to say that Rava gave him a Teretz and the Gemara is going to question Rava's Teretz. He should have said a different Teretz. And Gemara is going to explain why Rava gave the Teretz that he gave. But what was the Shaila? What was the Shaila? Ramori Barachel, Imlech Le Basa Shkuta Bahadi Basa Treifa. Also the Kami Rava. It's not clear. And because the Gemara doesn't say Mefurish what the Shaila was, there's a little bit of a discussion in the Rishonim. We're going to learn the way Rashi learns the Gemara, even though we're going to see that the way Rashi learns the Gemara is going to lend itself to a kasha that's going to jump off the page. It's mamash going to hit us in the nose. But Rashi is the Ikim Mefarish, the Rishonim struggle with understanding Rashi's Pshat. But the way Rashi learns the Gemara, Ramori Baruchel's question was as follows. His question was, he knows that if you want to be meleach, two pieces of kosher meat together, it's okay. why aren't you worried that dam is coming out? And maybe the dam of this piece of meat is going to be nivla in the other piece of meat. What's the answer? The answer is for the same reason you're not worried that the dam of this piece of meat is going to be nivla in the same piece of meat. It's because I did the tarid. There's a concept that when you're being maflit, 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 you can't be baileya, baileya, baileya. Right? When a piece of meat is being oisik in maflit, it's not going to be baileya. That's the concept. Ramar Baruchel asked Rava, what about with regards to the secretions, the rotev, the tzir, the moil, right? These are all like synonyms of each other. All the different liquids that come out of a piece of meat. If you cook two pieces of meat together and one piece of meat right now is being maflit, maflit, maflit dam, do you say that while it's being maflit dam, it can't be baleya, all these secretions, just like it can't be baleya dam? Or maybe there's a svara that when you're being maflit dam, you can't be baleya dam. But maybe if I'm being maflit dam, I could go ahead and be baleya something else. Now, what would be the chilek? So the Rishonim say the chilek would be based on the mitzias of dam versus the mitzias of these other liquids. You know, dam has a unique consistency. So maybe there's a concept that when you're being maflit dam, I can't be baleya dam. That's what Chazal said, the halacha. But what about with regards to these other secretions? So you wanted to know, if I'm going to do malicha with basa shchuta, tzizamit with basa treifa, so at first glance you would say, this should be an issue, because you're going to have a situation where the shchuta is going to be baileya from the treifa. And by the way, as we'll see, the Gemara is going to speak out. We know this already. We're knee-deep into the sugyas of Taruvas. We know malia chareya kireseach. So the malicha itself causes blias and platis, not just of dam. It causes blias and platis bichlal. So if that's the case, you know, at first glance you would think it's a problem. But Amar Baruch told Rava, I'm not sure, because I know there's a svar of Idi Depalit. So if right now the bus is being maflet dam, just like it can't be baileya dam, and that's why you can do melicha with two pieces of kosher meat together, even though this dam, which is mamish, the worst of the worst, that's drengzach over here. But we're so confident with this umdana, Idi the maflet, so it's not going to be baileya. So maybe as it relates to the tzir and everything else, it's going to be okay. This was the question that he asked Rava, the way Rashi explains the kasha. Amalei, so Rava told Ramari Baruchel, he said, I am going to tell you what the halach is. It says in the parish of the Shrotzim, Eila hatmeim, Eila hatmeim lochem, b'chal asheretz, v'chulu. Eila hatmeim, the ois hei is miyutar, and it's coming to be marbe. Less than tziron, the tzir of the sheretz is asr, the roit of is asr, v'kipa shalohem, and the little pieces that fall to the bottom are going to be asr as well. Meaning all these different liquids that come out of the sheretz are going to be asr. So what's the teretz? Sakrashi, the teretz is, Rava told him that you see that the tzir and the rotev of non-kosher food is non-kosher, and if that's the case, for sure you're going to have yourself an issue. Meaning, for sure, you're going to say that if you're going to go and you're going to zaltz, basa shchuta and basa treifa together, you're going to end up having a problem. So again, the question was, do you say Aidi the maflet, it's not going to be bale? You say it by dam, do you say it by all the other liquids as well? You know what Rava told him? The liquids are aser. It sounds like Rami Baruchel knew the liquids are aser. Because if he didn't know that the liquids are aser, he wouldn't have a shayla. So the most obvious premise of this question, right? Questions always have several hanachas that they're presupposing. The most obvious one here is that he thinks that all these liquids that come out are aser. His shayla is there a svar of Aidi the Taret? That's his whole question over here. Rava doesn't seem to have addressed the question. Fake the Rashba, I don't know how in the world to read this Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara, but either way, this is the way Rashi learns it. That Rava told him, Hatmeyim l'rabbi, the tzir, the roitav, and the kippah, and that was his way of saying that avada givis, it's going to be awesome. So even though there's a svar, Aidi Tarda, as it relates to the dam, but as it relates to everything else, this is not going to be a problem. Fake the Gemara, that if Rava wanted to come with a tzushtal, what was his tzushtal? A braisa, Hatmeyim, less a tzir and roitav and the kippah shalem. Rava is saying good. Rashba doesn't think so, but Rabbi is saying good. Say better. But lemelim the Shmuel, he should have stalled to Shmuel. Damas Shmuel, Shmuel said, "Maliya chareyu kireseach v'kavush chareyu kamevushol l'chura." What he should have stalled to was Shmuel's memra. Shmuel said the maliach is chareyu kireseach. What does that mean? So pasha, what it means is that if you are maliach dava mutter and a dava rasa together, it creates a taruvis of blius and platus, just like reseach does. Right, reseach shall tzli. Just like reseach does. So too, malicha does. And kavush, if you soak it in and you let it sit there for an extended period of time, it's the equivalent thereof of bishul. L'chura, from that line, malicha reyakureyaseach, tainas the gemara, that should be the pshitas to Rami Baruchel Shaila. And the reason is, Because if Maliach is Mamish Reiseach, what would be the halacha if somebody would go and he would roast Basar Shchut and Basar Treifa together? Is there a Havamina in the world that it wouldn't be Aser? Of course it would be Aser. So Maliach Hariach Reiseach should say that. Now there's a Svara of Aidi the Maflid, and that's Negei when you're doing the Malicha, I hear. But Rava, if you're coming for a Tzushtal, I think this is better Tzushtal than the Braisa. The Braisa, all you see is Isser. So Lechura, Freit the Gemara, if Rava was asked the Shaila and he knew Shmuel's Memra, why didn't he just say Maliach Hariach Reiseach? You know, by Resicha, this is what happens, so by Malicha, it should be the same way. So the Gemara says, the reason he didn't just say that was because even though Shmuel had, he only said Shmuel's Allah, I would have thought, Hani Mili Daman. I would have thought that, you're right, there's a concept of Malicha Haria Kiraseach, but that's only Negeo, what's Aser. So the Dam we know is Aser, the Torah says it's Aser. So as it relates to Dam, Malicha Haria Kiraseach, Avotzirim Viroit Van Loi, maybe they're not Aser at all. Kamash Malan, that's why he needed the Kamash Malan. The Gemara is doubling down, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, on Rava feeling a need to say, Hatmeyam, you should know, Tzir and Roif and the Kippur Shalem is Aser. Even though it sounds like Rami Baruch and Mamish knew that. Right? So the only way to learn the Gemara, Rashi Kamat speaks this out, is that it seems like Rava, for whatever reason, where Amari Baruchel asked him the question, Imlechi Basar Shchut Bahadi Basar Treifa, he understood that Rami Baruchel wasn't sure whether the Tzir and Roif and Kippur is Aser. Faker. It sounds like he knew Shmuel's halacha of Maliach Hariach Kiraseach, and Rava somehow psychoanalyzed Rami Baruchel and the question and understood that that was more where he was coming from. If he thought that Rami Baruchel knew that Tzir and Roif and Akipa Shalem is Aser, but the Shaila was more, if you say Aidi the Tarid, which is the way Rashi explains the Shaila B'tchila Sasugi, which is why the Rishonim are struggling to understand Rashi. But if that's more where he was coming from, then he would have just said Shmuel. But he understood that the Shaila was, number one, Tzir and Roif from the Kippur Shalem Aser. The way Rashi explains the Shaila, you have to say the Shaila was also whether you say Aidi the Tarid, and that's why he said what he said. Now, why didn't he also say Maliach Hariach Kiraseach? Isn't it Iker Chaser from the Shaila, assuming that was also part of the Shaila? Because that's the way Rashi explained the Shaila. That's the Rashba's Kasha. Again, it's a hard Shitas Rashi in terms of learning the Gemara. But either way, Azay Zakti Gemara. So again, what was the Shaila? Ramar Baruchel asked the question, Imlech a Basa Shchuta Bahadi Basa Treifa. Do you say Aidi the Tarid or do you not say Aidi the Tarid? Rava understood that he was also questioning whether there's even an Issa B'chla. Good, but now assuming there's an Issa, do you say Aidi the Tarid, do you not say Aidi the Tarid? And what's Rava's psak? Rava's psak is that you don't say Aidi the Tarid. So in as much as you do say it when it comes to Dam, but when it comes to these different liquids that come out of the meat, over there you're not going to say it. So again, to take two pieces of kosher meat and to salt them together, even though dam is going to come out, and there's a concern that the one piece of meat is going to be balea, the dam of the other piece of meat, that's not something I'm worried about. Do it in a clean menukev. As long as you do that, you're going to be fine. You're being balea or maflet? No, you're being maflet. And you're being maflet, we're not concerned you're going to be balea. If, however, one piece of meat is kosher and the other piece is not kosher, so then in addition to the isadam, hatmeyim, is l'rabbis, all these other things as well. And with regards to the other things, you don't have the of Aidi the Tarit. And it's for that reason that already, even Metakli Menukiv, it doesn't matter, that's going to be an issue. Frit the Gemara, Akasha from a Bryce, Mesve, Dag Tar, Shom Olchim, Dag Tomei. If somebody went ahead and he salted a Dag Tahar together with a Dag Tomei. So again, we're dealing not with Basar, but we're dealing with Dagim. Additionally, when it comes to a Dag, we said there's no Isser Dam. But the Metzias is all the same. So if somebody goes ahead and he salts Dag Tar together with Dag Tomei Mutter, the Alachas, it's going to be Mutter. Now again, no issue with Dam. The Chiddush of Mutter is that we're not worried about the Blias of Dag Tomei inside the Dag Tar. Says the Gemara, my lav, Shayush Nei Meluchim. It sounds like he was Meleach both of them. And Afilu Hachi, they're going to be Mutter. Why are they Mutter? If you Meleach both of them, it means they're both being Maflet. If they're both being Maflet, so you would think that the Dag Tahar should be Aser. The reason Dag Tahar should be Aser is because it's being Balea from the Dag Tomei. If it's being Balea from the Dag Tomei, that should be a reason for it to be Aser. I feel Hachi it's Mutter. What must be the reason? Because being that you were Meleach both of them, so the Dag Tahar is being Maflit, just like the Dag Tomei is being Maflit. So being that the Dag Tahar is being Maflit is an Aidi the Tahar, it can't be Balea from the Dag Tomei. So says the Gemara, you see Mefurish, not like Rava, that the Svar of Aidi the Tahar is not only a Svar in Dam, it's a Svar regarding Tzira and Reitfun and Kippa Shalem as well. But the Gemara says, Loi, who said that Dag Tahar, Shemalchi, and Dag Tomei is talking about which name were Maluchim? Maybe it's talking about Kahin Shahayah, Tahar, Maliach, Vetami Tafel. Maybe the only the Tahar was the one that was Maluach, but the Tomei was Tafel. You didn't salt the Tomei. If you didn't salt the Tomei, it wasn't Maflit anything. You need a salt to be Maflit, right? So if you weren't if you didn't salt it, so it wasn't maflid anything. It's for that reason it's going to be mutter. But then chanami, if you would salt both of them, then they would taka both be, or the dag tahar would be aser. And the reason dag tahar would be aser is because even though it too is salted and it too is being maflid, but this is far of I did the tar. But the Gemara says, midik tani seifa. That brisa goes weiter. The seifa says, how you tar maliach v'tami tafel. Mamish this case, in the event that only the tar was maliach, but the tami was tafel mutter. What do you see from here? Michal the reish bishish name aluchem askinim. Right, you can't tell me that the case of dag tahar shemalchi and dag tami, which is the first case of the brisa, is the same as the second part of the brisa. How you tar maliach v'tami tafel. So tar maliach v'tami tafel, we know that. Is. So Bal Karchach, the case earlier, which is a different case, must be talking about Dag Tar Shemalch and Dag Tami. Not where one of them was Meluach, but where both of them were Meluchin. But the point is, from the second case, Michlal Dereisha is talking about where they both had Malicha. The Gemara says, no, it's Lav Dafka. It could be it's all one case, and the second case is not a separate case. Perusha Kamefarish. Tar Shemalch and Dag Tami, Mutter. That's a little bit awesome. What's the case? Is it talking about with Shnei Meluchim, or is it talking about where you only were Meleach the Tar? Keitzad, Shahayu Tar Meleach, Vitame Tav. The Gemara says, Hachinam Yistar, it's actually Mash. That way, these are the Reish Shnei Meluchim. If you can tell me the Reish is talking about where they both had Meluchim, and I feel like you tell me that they're both Mutter. Hash the Shnei Meluchim Shari. If both of them had Meluchim, it's going to be Mutter. Tar Meluchim, Tami Tafel Mi Ba'ilai. Then certainly in the case where only one of them had Meluchim, it's going to be Tahar. Elamai. Meaning, if they're two different cases, it would make no sense. Because why would you tell me a two different halachas where I know one, but there is kosh came from the other. Elamai, it must be one halacha, and it's perusha gamefarish. But the Gemara says, I'm maskim to the dichoy, but the raya, the checkmateness shabai, I don't agree with. Because imi shumha, if you're telling me hachinami mistabra, meaning it's a pickbook, not on the teretz of the Gemara, on the hachinami mistabra of the Gemara. Imi shumha loy irya, because could be tana sefer l'gluye resha, because it could be. I needed the two cases to be megala on the resha. The loy tema, because maybe had you not had the seifa, I would have thought resha tar maliach v'tamei tafel. Avol shnei meluchim aser. I would have thought the resha is talking dafkin in a case where you didn't salt the tamei. But let's say you salted also the tamei, maybe it's going to be aser. Tana seifa. Therefore, I needed the seifa tar maliach v'tamei tafel. And it doesn't make sense to tell me two of the same cases mechal the resha shnei meluchim afilu hachishtar to teach me. Oh, must be the resha is talking about with shnei meluchim afilu hachishtar. Meaning from the fact that there's two cases. That in and of itself is not a raya here nor there. It could be I need the second case to be mefarish deresha, or fakir. I need the second case to be megala on what the resha is, or really what the resha isn't. Because if the second case is this, then the first case, bal karchach, is not that. So from the fact that there's two cases, there's no raya one way or the other, but there's also no raya one way or the other. And that's the point. So to ask a kasha on Rava from the Brisa, that's not something you can do because there's no raya from the fact that there's two cases. But to say hachinami mistabra, that Rava is right, that also, because again, there's no raya from the two cases of the Brisa. Says the Gemara, I hear. So from the first and the second case of the Brisa, there's no raya, neither here nor there. But tashma l'chayra, you can bring a raya mi sefer the sefer. Every good brisa has a sefer the sefer. So this is already the third part of the brisa. Avalam hoya tami maliach v'tar tafel. Right, that's the only case we haven't discussed it. We discussed the case where they both had malicha. We discussed the case where you were maliach the tar and not the tami. So what if I cared if the tami had malicha and the tar was tafel? Then asa, then for sure it's going to be asa the tar. Why? Because this for sure plate this over here, and we say the dag is going to be malicha. By the way, even though you didn't do malicha on the dag tar, but afilu hachi. It's going to end up absorbing something. Says the Gemara, what does it sound like? Tamei moliach v'tahar tafel hu aser. It sounds like the only time it's aser is if the tummy was maliach, hashnei maluchin, but if they both had malicha, then the halach is it's going to be shari. Meaning, when you were only maliach the tummy and not the tar, it sounds like then it's aser. But if you maliach both of them, it sounds like it's mutter. What's the difference? If you only maliach the tummy, not the tar, so then there's no svar of aidi the tarid. That's why the tar is going to be aser. But if you maliach both, there's a svar of aidi the tarid. So lechura, the sefer, shouldn't that be a raya? Because it sounds like the only time aser is if only the tami was maliach. Because again, if the first case is talking about dafka, where you were maliach the tami and not the tar, but to the extent that shnei maluchin, there the halach is, it's going to be aser, so then why do I need this last case? Avalim hayo tami maliach v'tar tafel, it's going to be aser. Even with shnei maluchim, you already told me is aser. It sounds like no. Dafka, where there's no ID the tarid, which is the sugya, at hand, it sounds like only over there it's going to be awesome. But the Gemara says you can't bring any raya from the last part of the braisa either, because it could be this braisa is poetic symmetry as opposed to halachic accuracy. Maybe I did the tana resha tar maliach v'tamei tafel tana nami seif v'tamei maliach v'tar tafel. There's a certain symmetry in the braisa. Could be we have the case of where they're both maluchin, and then we have the case where one and not the other, and then the other's one, it's the other and not the one. The bottom line is, even though from this braisa at first glance it sounded like we'd have a little bit of a gilui one way or the other, lamaisa, you can spin this braisa any way you want it, right? Like a lot of braisas that are very sussum, and as a result, you know, you literally can do whatever you want with it, right? B'tzoysay mekatzer, b'tzoysay meirich, you have the ability to go ahead and hack exactly the way you want to do it. This price is such an example. There's no kashan on Rava, but at the same time, there's no hachin having mistabra to Rava either. Either way, simin bisra the madach nafkusa, and this is a simin for three halachas that the Gemara is going to bring now in the laws of Malicha related to Shmuel. Amash Shmuel in a yafa yafa. So the only time Malicha works is if you do Malicha yafa yafa. Additionally, umadicha yafa yafa. You also have to wash it yafa yafa. So Shmuel said two things. Number one, the Malicha has to be yafa yafa. What does that mean? So if you take a look at the Rishonim, so different Rishonim have different perushim. What emerges is some rishonim hold yafa yafa means bekamus. You have to use a lot of salt. Other rishonim say yafa yafa means beichos. You have to leave it there for an extended period of time. So the point is melicha has to be yafa yafa. Additionally, madicha yafa yafa. Now, medicha itself is a chiddush. In fact, you have to wash it. Who's saying about washing it? You have to do melicha. You have to wash it, yeah. And now you have to wash it, yafa yafa. You have to wash it really well. Says Gemara Itmar, there was a machlokes on my run. Had to understand what it means, madichai. Rav Huna said, Meileach u'madiach. That the hadacha has to happen after the malicha. You don't have to wash it before the malicha, you wash it after the malicha. Masliza tana, there was a braisa, which means Shmuel's ikra alacha, shtechain in a braisa, but there was a braisa that said, no, madiach u'mayleach u'madiach. First you have to wash it, then you do malicha, and then you wash. But the one says, v'lei pli, there's really no machlekes. Hadachale be tabacha. Rav Huna was talking about with the butcher already washed it. If the butcher already washed it, that makes sense, you'd want to wash it. So if he washed it already, then the zaltzer doesn't have to go ahead and wash it again. The braisa was talking about the ikra halacha. You have to make sure that you're going to wash it. If the butcher washes it, goes on to hate. Let it happen that way, says the Gemara. Rav Dimi Minarda's minig was that malach le b'milcha galalini. So he would use thick grains of salt when he would do malicha. That's the first thing. Umenapitzle. Additionally, what he would do is before he would wash it, he would shake it off and he would be menayer it, and only afterwards would he go ahead and do the hadacha. So he added one level. There was malicha, well, first hadacha, and then malicha, and then niputz, and then afterwards he would go ahead and he would do another hadacha. Now, what's the point in doing all these hadachas? So the second hadach is obvious. The second hadach is because even after you salt it, the salt now is absorbed with all this nabs. You got to get rid of the salt. So you have to wash off all the salt and make sure it's not going to be anywhere near. Rav Dimi had a chumrah. Rav Dimi held that first shake off the salt and then wash it. And the reason the Rishonim say is because Rashi speaks that, because he was worried that if you're going to go ahead and you're going to wash it while the salt is there, it could be it's going to cause the salt to get absorbed into the basar. So first shake it off, right? Get rid of the low-hanging fruit. And then afterwards, you're going to go ahead and you're going to do a little bit of a rinse. The question is, why do you have to do the first hadacha? That's not so mefurish. That's not so clear. That's already discussion in the Rishonim. The first hadacha, what's that all about? I'm going to end up washing it anyways. I'm going to do malicha. It sounds like you first have to wash it in order for the malicha to work afterwards. That's already a little bit of a chiddush. But either way, this is Shmuel's first halacha. Additionally, umadichai yafa yafa. The Gemara says, but derech agav, this is not Shmuel. This is not part of the simin. But Amar HaMasharshi, Amar HaMasharshi said, emachzikin dam b'bnei me'ayin. That when it comes to the laws of malicha, so the b'nei me'ayin, you don't have to be worried, really, about there being too much dam. Rashi says, where's the chapa nafkamina? If you would go ahead and you would cook the b'nei me'ayin, b'dievet, not doing malicha would be kosher. Wow. So the b'nei me'ayin doesn't have so much dam in it, and as a result, it doesn't require a malicha. Stating that, Tirgamo, Damiram said that where Masharshi said his halacha, he didn't mean all the b'nei me'ayin. He meant specifically akarkasha, right? That's the colon, the rectum of the animal. Umeaya, me'aya is the stomach, the keba, the keres, etc., etc. The hadra, the kanta, that's a certain part of the intestines of the animal. That's the area that you have to go ahead and do this. But the bottom line is that, I mean, that's what the halacha would be, that ain machzik in da b'nei me'ayin, and as a result, b'di'evit, if you didn't do a melicha, it's going to be okay. By the way, in halacha, some places can say that even though Rashi said a lashon b'di'evit, it's even lechatchil. I'm not Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Eimen ichem basim meliach ela gabi kli menukif." Second halacha of Shmuel, the halacha we better know that the only way you can do melicha is if you're using a kli menukif. But if you don't use a kli menukif, it's not going to be okay. Why not? Because when you use the kli menukif, you can have the ID to tar. But the minute it's a kli shen menukif, you don't have the ID to tar anymore. Rav Sheish says, parenthetically, malach le garma garma. When he would do melicha, so he would take one bone at a time. Right, a garma is a bone. Rav Yechanan said, dein garma dasi rabir. So a garma is a bone. Rav Sheish would do one bone at a time, and that's the way he would go ahead and he would do the melicha. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Train my time alike. Why did Rav Sheish use two bones at a time? Mishum de parish mehayu bal mehayu, because he was afraid that blias would come from one to the other. Well, if that's the case, if he's so machmer, right, even a kli menukif, he's worried it's going to go from one to the other. Well, chanami, then even one piece should be a problem, because parish mehay gisa bala hay gisa. So why are you not worried about that? Ella says the Gemara Leishna, this whole chumra has really not something that we understand, and it's for that reason she just did it. Good. But at the same time, la halacha, we don't understand it. Ain ladayin elamasha ain avroyis is not something you have to worry about. Amar Shmuel mishum Rabbi Chiya. The third halacha of Shmuel. Hashayver mafrakta shal behem. If somebody breaks the neck of an animal after shchita, abekaidim shateitz nafsha, before it dies. Now, if you do it before shchita, then the animal's going to be a treif. So it has to be lacha shchita. You did a lacha shchita, but it's only negeya while the animal's alive. Kaidim shateitz nafsha. If the animal's alive, is it possible you did a shechit? Of course, mefarcheses, right? So the animal is shachut, so you don't have to worry about treifus anymore, but at the same time, it's alive. So if somebody would go ahead and he would break the neck of the animal during that period, hareza machpides habasa. What he's going to do is, he's going to cause the meat of the animal to be superficially heavier than it really should be. Okay, the goizel es habris, and by him doing that, he's going to end up being a gazlin, umavliya dam beivar, and he's going to cause dam to be saturated inside the evar. So the Gemara is going to have an ibalu. The Gemara is going to try and understand a little bit better what Shmuel meant. So if we don't understand it, we're mechavin to the Gemara. But the metzias we have to understand, and that is the Shmuel said that if somebody goes and he breaks the neck of the animal, what it does is it causes more dam to remain inside the animal than would otherwise remain inside the animal. Rashi says the reason is because b'shas shchita, what happens is the animal coughs up a lot of blood. So a lot of the blood that's going to end up exiting the animal gets exited just from the groaning and the krecht and the coughing of the animal at the time of the shchita. If this person goes and he cracks the neck of the animal at the time of the shechit, say again, he did it after Rav Beis Simonim. But if he goes ahead and he does this, well, that's going to cause the animal not to be able to cough, and there's going to be more dam inside. See, l'mayin afkamina. L'mayin afkamina is very simple. If somebody goes to a butcher and he says, you know, I want a 10-ounce piece of meat. So that meat, you assume, might have a little bit of dam inside, but it's going to be ruba de ruba, ben benoy shal ruba of basar. If, however, this person was shaven mafrak, this is going to end up being more dam. So you know what's going to happen? You guys all sabrius. Because he's going to end up doing malicha. He's going to get rid of all that dam. And he's going to end up with a much smaller piece of meat. Here he thought he was serving rabbisha portions. And in the end of the day, he's not going to be happy about it. So as a result, so you're a goizel asaprius, and therefore this is something you have to worry about. Because again, the person in his mind thinks he's buying a good piece of meat. In the meantime, he's not really getting such a good piece of meat. Additionally, umavli adam beivar. Oh, so says the Gemara Ibail. The Bnei Yeshiva were a little bit mesopic. Right? He said two things. Goizel asabrius, umavli adam beivar. Hechikomer. Did he mean to say machbed asabasar for goizel asabrius mishum de mavli adam beivar? Meaning it's all one shtickle taira. It's one chabura. You mavli adam beivar, and as a result, you goizel asabrius. But l'mayin afkamina holadi de shapidami. Let's say you wanted to go ahead and you wanted to do it for yourself, it would be okay. Because for yourself, there's no gzela, right? And therefore, this wouldn't be a problem. Or maybe Shmuel's saying there's two problems. Number one, you're gezel sabrius. Number two, you're mavli adam beivarim. Mavli adam beivarim means iser dam. And if that's the case, you couldn't do it for yourself either. Is it one thing or two things? But the bottom line is, that's the Gemara Shaila. Is this two problems or is this one problem? And the Gemara says, for this Shaila, either way, this concludes the majority of today's daf. This concludes the melicha portion of today's daf. We're now going to turn our attention to the basa b'chalav portion of today's daf. Zok Mishnah. If somebody takes basar oif together with gvina and he puts it on a table while he's eating, that loch is, he's not over a loisase.
So if somebody takes oif and gvini, puts it on a shulchan, he's not oif b'leisek. Now this is a very hard halacha to understand, right? In the world of basar v'chalav, first it's not just true for oif, it's true for basar also. It says leisev ashik di b'chalevi, my good. It says it three times. Achila, bishul, hana. But there's a havamina hamaila. Basar in magvina la shulchin be over lois to say milus oif in magvina in over lois to say. So it's really because of this diik that, which is obvious, that the Gemara is going to say what it's about to say. Says the Gemara, ha'oichloi over lois to say. You know what you see from the Mishnah? What you see from the Mishnah is dafka milus oif in magvina la shulchin in over lois to say. But if you would eat it, you would be over lois to say. As if to say the Mishnah is trying to tell me that the only time there's no lois say by oif is your maila, which obviously there's no lois say. But all the other yisurim that in a gay bas v'chalav that you have by bas and the hema, you would have by bas oif as well. Shmami, you know what you see from here, bas oif v'chalav day raisa. You see that bas oif v'chalav is an issa day raisa, right? So at first glance, says the Gemara, this should be a raisa. Now, who said anything about bas oif v'chalav day raisa? Everybody knows bas oif v'chalav is only the rabbanan. We've seen it already, but it's really the next Mishnah and it's the next two dafin where the Gemara is going to jump right into it. So says the Gemara, should we prove from this Mishnah, from this funny lashon amaylas oif and magvina la shulchan ever lois say that only in this case there's no lois to say but vayisleis bishul achila and I know it would be a problem. The Gemara says no. Ema amaylas oif im magvina la shulchan ene bali de lois to say. Maybe what the Mishnah is saying is fakir. It's just the opposite. The Mishnah is trying to tell me that basar oif achalav is not asam de raisa. And you know, the Mishnah is telling it to you by saying that you should know. If you would put it on a table, who cares? It'll never come to any problems anyways. It'll never come to daily. So either the Mishnah is lehedya, right? Two diametrically opposed ways of learning the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah at face value is eino yoyma elo darsheni. And what we emerge with is two completely different ways to look at it. Either you should know the only way not to be over nisa day raisa when it comes to oif v'chalav is if you're milo, but everything else is going to be a problem. Well, the Mishnah is telling me just the opposite. Be milo all day, every day, from the day raisa perspective, because you can never come with day as a day raisa, because basa oif v'chalav is not aser at all. Moving along. So the premise to this next Mishnah that we're going to learn, and really the premise to the rest of today's daf, into tomorrow's daf, is the Torah says three times, leisev ashik di b'chalevim. Now, we've mentioned countless times already that the reason the Torah says it three times, echel eser achila, echel eser hana, echel eser bishul, right? Bishul first, achila second, and hana third. We're going to see that's not the unanimous position amongst the Tanakh. It's the sheet that everybody knows. It's not the only sheet. Two come in the next few days. That's number one. But number two, the diak really is, as we'll see, be'inei chazal, a diak on top of a diak on top of a diak. Because the Torah doesn't just tell me the azara, thou shalt not, three times. It mentions gedi three times, chaleif imoy three times. The nuanced nature of the lois asay, see the introduction to Perek Halavasa. But the nuanced nature of lois avashk di b'chaleif imoy, repeating itself twice and then thrice, that in and of itself is Einoi Ema Ela Darsheni. And really, the Mishnah now is going to focus, and the ensuing Gemara is going to focus, specifically, will be a little bit more than this, but the Iker, this is the Iker, why it says Gedi, Gedi, Gedi three times. Meaning, even if you want to tell me the laugh three times, you don't have to say Gedi three times maybe, there might be another way of telling me the laugh three times. It says Gedi, 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 obviously there's something that's meant to be learned from here, and that is going to be, as we'll see, the Avoida of the latter part of the daf. Either way, says the Mishnah, Basar Behema Taira, Bechala Behema Taira. So if somebody has Basar of a Behema Taira, of a kosher animal, and Chala of a Behema Taira, of a kosher animal, again, when we say Taira, we don't mean that it's not Tame, we mean it's kosher. So the meat of a kosher animal and the milk of a kosher animal, Asa Levashel, you're not allowed to cook together, Vasa Bana, you're not allowed to benefit from them. And obviously, there's also an Isra Achila. Why didn't the Mishnah mention the Isra Achila? So we'll see in the next line. Basar Behema Taira, Bechala Behema Tameya. What would be if the meat came from a kosher animal, but the milk came from a non-kosher animal? Or basa behema tmeya, or the meat came from a non-kosher animal, b'chala behema tmeya, and the milk came from a kosher animal? Well, in those cases, muta levashel, umuta behana, there's a heter bishul, there's a heter anah. Why? Because being that one side, being that one side over here is non-kosher, once you have a non-kosher element, be it the meat, be it the milk, at that point, there's not going to be an issa d'oraisa. Now, as it relates to basa behema teira b'chol behema tmeya, and basa behema tmeya b'chol behema teira, muta levashel and muta b'anah. Could you tell me muta b'achil? Of course not. Because in the first case, the milk is not kosher. In the second case, the meat is not kosher. So you can't talk about heter achila. That means the achila is going to be aser in the second case as well. Which means, what's the contrast between the first case and the second case? Bishul and ano, as it relates to achila. That's why the Mishnah didn't mention anything about achila. That's pashup shot. So you're right. Basim behem atayra, bachalu behem atayra, asal avash, asal ano, and asal achila. Why don't we mention it? Because we're only highlighting the chilukim between where the meat and the milk are both kosher versus where one of or the other is not kosher. Rabbi Kiva says, chayev oif in a minatayr. As it relates to the basr of a chaya and the basr of an oif, together with chalav, is not an isadai raisa. Shenemar, it says, le'isavashal gediba chalev imoy, and it says, a shalosh pamim. And from the three times that it mentions it, number one, prat l'chaya, number two, ula oif, and number three, beim etmeya, a non-kosher mammal. Reitzak lili, em reitzak lili, said, Nemar, it says, le'isachal kol nevelo. V'nemar, in the same pasuk, it says, le'isavashal gediba chalev imoy. Right, the first two times it says, le'isavashal gediba chalev imoy, it says it in the same pasuk as the mitzvah bikurim. Reitz, bikurim, ad mas, tov beis shem alakecha, le'isavashal gediba chalev imoy. The third time that it says it, in Parashas Re'eh, there it says it in the Parashas Macholos Asura, it says it together with the Lava of Nevela. But either way, said Rabbi Yisak Lili, from the juxtaposition of the Issa Nevela and the Issa Leisav Ashkeli B'Chalev Imoy, we learn the following. Esha Asr Mishum Nevela, anything that's Asr Mishum Nevela, Asr Levashel B'Chalev, you're not allowed to cook together with Chalev. So if that's the case, we're going to include anything that has an Issa Nevela. Oif, however, is she'asim mishum nevelo yachliyei asal lavash b'chalav. You would have thought it should also be aser. Tamar leimer, it says b'chalav imay yotza oif she'ein loy chalav im. Being that the oif's mother doesn't have chalav, so therefore it doesn't pass chalav imay, and therefore baser oif is going to be excluded. Let's make a sikum on the Mishnah. If you think about the Mishnah really is presenting three shitas as it relates to what type of animal is included and what type of animal is excluded from the halachos of basa v'chalav. The Tanakama, right, said basa behema toira, b'chalev behema toira, asa levashal v'asa b'ano. The only thing that's excluded is if the behema is a tmeya or if the chalav is a tmeya. Never said a word about chaya, never said a word about oif, and it's for that reason Rishonim understand that the shita of the Tanakama is that Bohema, Chai, and Oif is all awesome at their rice. The only thing that's excluded is if it's Tameh. Even though the Lashon was Bohema, never said a word about Chai. Okay, Chai is Bechal Bohema, but never said a word about Oif, but also didn't exclude it. It's the latter shittas that started talking about the exclusions. The only thing the Tanakam excluded was Behemet Meir. So as it relates to Behemet Chai V'Oif, it sounds like the shita the Tanakam is, it's all going to be included. Rabbi Akiva said, Chai V'Oif Ein Min HaTorah. Two of the three gediz, I'm a mayat chaya and oif. So according to Rabbi Akiva, no, it's only Behemet. It's not chaya, it's not oif. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that Behemet, obviously, chaya also, because what was the rule? Esha asam ishum nevela, asal levash v'chalav, and chaya is included in this nevela. Stating that, oif, you would have thought should be yasser, it's nismai because it says b'chalev imo. So according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, behema v'chaya, yeah, oif na. So it's three sheets. According to the Tanakama, behema, chaya v'oif. According to Rabbi Akiva, only behema. And according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, it's behema and chaya, says the Gemara. Mino ani mili. So what's the mino ani mili? Zok Rashi. How do you know the chol behema v'mashma? How do I know that the iser of basa v'chalav is true for all behemoths? I mean, the whole shayla over here is, are we memayit oif, are we memayit chaya? Are behemoth, of course. It says gedi. It says gedi. So maybe gedi means only gedi. In all the limudim, we'll see more about them in the course of the Hemshech of the Gemara and tomorrow's daf. In all the limudim, it's for sure lav dafka gedi. Why? I think gedi sounds like a gedi. You should for sure need epis alimud to be married by other behemoths. Mecha teisna only gedi. So the Gemara says, I'm going to tell you why. Because Amar Rabbi Laza, Amakra the Pasuk says, Vayishlach Yehuda as gedi ha'izim. So Yehuda, this is in the context of Yehuda and Tamar. So he sent the gedi ha'izim. So you know what? It's mashma kan. This gedi was the goat version. Was gedi izim. Hakom makom shenem gedi stam. But every time it says the word gedi stam, I feel the part of a rachel mashma. Must mean it means just farm animals. Meaning we know a gedi is a tzigala, right? That's what it is. It's a goat. How do you know that? I mean that's the way we've been taught our whole lives. Says Rabbi Lazar, I don't know, I'm questioning that. You know what? I'm just thinking out loud here. It says gedi ha'izim. So it sounds like there's a gedi, and then there's the gedi ha'izim. The gedi ha'izim, and ez is a goat. So that sounds like that's the goat variety of gedi. But stam gedi actually means every single behemoth. Very thing more interesting, but if that's the case, v'leilof minei. Why don't we say that gedi ha'izim is a melamed that all gedis are really gediyoism, meaning gedi is probably not just behema, because behema means behema. Gedi probably is a type of behema. You're not sure what type of behema? I got news for you. Gediyoism should be the giloy that maybe every gedi is a gediyoism. Gemara said you can't say it. There's another pasuk. It says ve'is oirois gedoye yoism. This is a pasuk where? This is a pasuk in Parshas Toldos with regards to Yaakov Avinu going ahead and stealing the Bechair. But it says, Ve'ez oirois gedoye ho'izim, kan gedoye ho'izim, ha'kam lakma sh'nebe gedistam, ha'fil upo v'rachel mashma. No, because I have another drasha that teaches me the same thing. I mean that I have another drasha that teaches me the same thing, so I say, don't stop, go over there, no worries. What do you mean? V'leilof minei. Just like we said, leilof mi Yehuda, maybe learn it from Yaakov, from Rivka, from the Maisa of the Bechair. So the Gemara says, nah, you know the Teretz, ha'vilu sh'nei k'suvim ha'bankech, b'chol sh'nei k'suvim ha'bankech, and melamden. The whole point of the Gemara's Teretz is, being that two times it says gedoye ho'izim, that's why I know I can't learn that gedim means ho'izim, must be stam gedim means everything. Right, every single time the Gemara says kol shnei k'suvim abank echad ein melamden, the Gemara follows up with this kash. That's all good according to the Madama that holds kol shnei k'suvim abank echad, but according to the Madama's melamden, my ikalam emer zok the Gemara, I hear a betray miyutik sivi. There's two miyutim, because both times that it says gedi ho'izim, it says not izim, ha'izim. Both times it could have said izim and it says ha'izim, and from there I learn that it's tafka over here. It's tafka over here that means gedi ha'izim, but everywhere else gedi does not mean izim. Gedi means gedi stam. Bottom line is, how do I know that the iser of loisavash gedi b'chaleivimah is true not only for goats, but it's true for all behemoths? Because the word gedi means behemoths. Fascinating. We thought gedi means behema, right? This was one of the questions we posed when we went through the Pshutei Shel Mikra of Leisavash Gedi B'chalevimoy, right? All the different questions that we talked about. One of them was, why does the Torah always talk about a gedi? Gedi means behema, after further review. Now, still a shayla, why not talk about a chaya? And maybe why not talk about oifis, levanda amar oifis as well, right? Just tell it to me about all bus, it's still a ha'ar. But the bottom line is, gedi as it relates to behema al kapanim doesn't mean dafka or goat. That's gedi ha'izim. Gedi, stam, means all behemas. Zok de gemar, amar shmul. Shmuel said, it says in the Torah three times, Loisavash Gedi B'chalevimai. Now there's a question that's going to jump off the page. Rashi, by the way, sometimes does this. Tells you the kasha right away because he knows it's going to bother you. So Dalim has to halza chruag over here as we go through Shmuel's memory. He said, it says the word Gedi three times. Number one, the rabbi says ha-chelev. To be mar b'chelev. Chelev is a part of an animal. A Gedi has chelev and it's non-kosher. So if somebody would go ahead and be mavashal chelev with cholov, right? Would you go ahead and would you be over Nisaday Raisna? Yeah, Gedi is the rabbi says Achelov. Gedi, the rabbi says Amesa, as in a Nevela. Gedi, the rabbi says Achlil. The fetus is included. It's considered basar, right? See, behema makasha. It's considered basar. You're not allowed to cook it together with chalav. Gedi, it says Gedi, lohitzi es hadam. And from the word gedi, I know that the dam of a gedi is not included. Gedi lohitzei es hashilya, the placenta is not included. And finally, gedi lohitzei es hatmei, if it's a non-kosher animal, it's not going to be a problem. So it says gedi three times. So based on that, I learned six drushes, right? Gedi, l'rabbi says hachelev, l'rabbi says hanevelo, l'rabbi says hafidus, lohitzei es hadam, lohitzei es placenta, and lohitzei es a non-kosher animal. The kasha that has to be bothering everybody is, Rashi, look, I'm on parach, klasa kroy yksivi, v'shmul, shisa da. Right? This is one of the great kashas of all time. But either way, Shmuel's not finished. Shmuel said, it also says Bechalev Imoy three times. What do you do with those two drashas? Bechalev Imoy, Bechalev Zachar. So if Samachzich, that is a Zachar that has Cholov, that Cholov would not be included in the Isser. Imoy means it has to be from a female, not from a male. Bechalev Imoy, Vele Bechalev Shchuta. It has to be from an animal that's Roy Lios Aim. It can mother a child, technically. So if you milk a live animal, but once it's Shchuta, it can't mother a child anymore, it's going to be excluded. And finally, Bechalev Imoy, Vele Bechalev Tmeya. In the event that it's a non-kosher animal, that too is going to be excluded. Bottom line is, we have three drushes from Chalev Imoy, that's good, but we have six drushes from Gedi. What's going on? How did Shmuel go ahead and make six drushes from three words Gedi? So the Gemara says like this. Shmuel holds Issa Chal Al Issa. Now, if Issa is Chal Al Issa, that means V'issa Chelev U'meisa Mechad Kro Nafki. So I don't need extra psukim to be Marba, Chelev and Chalav, and Nevela. Why would you think there's no Issa Basa V'chala when it comes to Chelev and Nevela? Only because Ein Issa Chala Lisser. Maybe there's no Basa V'chala on somebody that's already Asa Mishum Chelev, that's already Asa Mishum Nevela. But Shmuel holds Issa Chala Lisser. So if Issa Chala Lisser is no reason in the world that should be different, and if that's the case, two of those drushes that we mentioned are not real. You don't need them. Dam Nami, as relates to Dam, right? We said that one of the gdis is coming to be mait, that the dam is not asr. It's no bezundere iser dam together with chalas. By the way, the only way there would even be a havamina that would be an iser dam is if you hold iser chalas. We just said Shmuel holds iser chalas. So that drasha also lav gdihu. That's a fake drasha. I don't need that because there's a havamina that when you say gdi, leisavashal gdi, it would mean the dam. It means the boss, it means the flesh. That's what gdi means. So if that's the case, nispacha, that's excluded as well. Oh, by the way, the shulyanami, one of the gdis that we use to be mamayit the placenta, pirsha ba'almahu. The placenta is not part of the meat either. It's like pirsha. It's like the excrement. It's just something extra there. It's not part and parcel. If that's the case, four of the six we knocked out. Oh, pachaluhu trey. The way we have the gears in the Gemara. So you're left with two. Chadlu rabbi says ashlil, v'chadlu ma'utei behema tmeya. So again, we started off with six, you end off with two. Which two do you end up with? L'rabbi says ashlil, to tell me that the fetus is basar is considered basar. Why would you think not? Again, I am perik behema makasha. And the other one's coming to you, mayit, the non-kosher animal. Now, two, I thought you have three. Right? So pashup shad is, because one you need, one is not extra. There's two extra. I mean that there's two extra, there's two you have for drasha. If you go through Rashi inside, Rashi brings a Hachi Garcina. Rashi had a different gears in the Gemara, where there was a gears in the Gemara that said Pashalut Tlas. I ain't Shamba Rashi, how Rashi maneuvers that. But our gears is clearly Pashalut Trey, and based on that, the Cheshvin is one of them you need. The other two, you're going to be Mar. Now, this whole Teretz was predicated on Shmuel holding Issa Chalal Isser. Being the Issa Chalal Isser, so you don't need the Rabbi's Chelev, you don't need the Rabbi's Nevela, and those were the two that we skimmed immediately off the top. Freight the Gemara, is that true? Vasavash Shmuel Issa Chalal Isser. So the halach is that if a koyin who is tamei tumas agof and he eats truma, he's chay misa. But Rabbi Eliezer said that's only true if the truma that he ate was truma tahir. But how do you know that a koyin that's tamei who is truma tamei is not chay misa, being that the truma is already tamei? Shenema, the pasuk says umesu boy. The reason he's chay misa is because when this tamei person ate the truma, he was mechalal the truma. He was mechalal, he defiled it. You're tamei, you made it tamei now. Oh, it's mashma prat lezu, shem michulel es vaymedes. But if it was mechul already, in that case, there wouldn't be a problem. Now, Shmuel said this over in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. If Shmuel said this over in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, it sounds like he holds this way. Now, this halacha seems to scream, ein es chalal iser. Because if iser is chalal iser, then why shouldn't the iser of Tumas aguf, truma, fall on top of the fact that the truma was already tamei. Oh, must because he holds in a chalalissa. So the sava Shmuel is a chalalissa, and that's how you're reconciling Shmuel's six drushes from three words. L'chur, you can't say that because you see Shmuel said over this halach name Rabbi Eliezer, and based on that, it's pretty clear that shita Shmuel is that in a chalalissa. So the Gemara is going to give three truths. Two of them are extremely intuitive. One of them is even hard to understand. Says the Gemara, Iba Yisayim, the first teretz of the Gemara is ba'alma. Is a chalalissa. Could be really Shmuel holds is a chalalissa. And that's the eights over here in the sugya. Aye, what's the kasha? So how could you darshinu mesu boy ki chalalu that there's no misa b'dei shemayim for a tummy that eats truma tmeya? It's not because he holds in a chalalissa. V'chani yasin, mi'et rachmana u mesu boy. There's a drosha, right? It was almost hard to say the kasha with a straight face because the teretz are so obvious. So the first iba yisayim of the Gemara is a very posh iba yisayim, very intuitive. And that is, at the end of the day, la'olam Shmuel holds is a chalalissa. But don't learn from there to call a Tayrakula that ain't a Sechalalisser. It's a Bazundar Halacha, Dafkin, that's Sugya. But you want to know what Shita Shmuel is and call a Tayrakula? Shita Shmuel is a Chalalisser. Iba Yisayim, the Gemara says, this is the hard teretz a little bit. But Alma Kasava Shmuel ain't a Sechalalisser. Loyalam Shmuel holds ain't a Sechalalisser. But over here, it's different. The Rabbi Rachmana Gedi. Over here, the Torah said Gedi. And Gedi is a Riboy. And Gedi is Marba, that is Chalal Isser. It's in Cheshbon, it's Pasha, right? Either Shmuel holds Issa Chalal Isser, Truma, it's different. Or Shmuel holds Ein Issa Chalal Isser, like by Truma, but by Basav Chalav, it's different, right? In the Mahalach, you have a steer in Shmuel. In Basav Chalav, he's saying Shmuel holds Issa Chalal Isser. In Truma, Tmeya, Shmuel's saying Ein Issa Chalal Isser. There's a lot of psukim flying around. So either he holds Issachal Isser, a pasuk in Truma, or Ein Issachal Isser is a pasuk by Basavachal. The only thing is in Cheshbon of the Gemara, it's a little bit hard to understand because the Gemara came out the maskana that although it says Gedi six times, but really at the end of the day, there's only two drushes that are being had. Two and not three, because one you need, and there's going to be two drushes. And Chala Rabbi says Hashlil, V'chala Mute Behemet Meir. Now the Gemara is saying, in this Iba Yisema, which is all working to make that work, right? It's retrofitting the teretz that we said. We want to be miyash of the kasha that we had on the teretz. And what are we saying? Oh, shani hacha de Rabbi Rachman gdi. If it's a shani hacha de Rabbi Rachman gdi, that means you have to come on to three gdis. Now, the truth is, you could have learned the Gemara that there was a third gdi, because really, we had three to work with. But the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said Pashul Utre. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi works with this Gemara. It's a long Rashi, where Rashi works out the Gersai. So if you didn't have the words Pashul Utre in the Gemara, so then you could say, Chad Rabbi Sashlil, Vechad Amute Behemet Tumeya, Vechad is now going to go back to be Besai Chelev and Nevela, and they're all included in one, because the Gedi is telling me that over here is this Chalalisis. I don't need a special one for Chelev. I don't need a special one for Nevela. The word Pashal Utrei throws us a little bit for a loop. Either way, Ayin Shamba Rashi. Bottom line is, the Ibai is same, and the 30 by same, and the Gemara is Hadidei Hadirabe. Shmuel is the one that said the six drushes for the three that we're making into two, or in the second Ibai same, or maybe we're going back to three. This is Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara is interesting, right? Hadidei Hadirabe. Rabbi Eliezer was Shmuel's Rabbi. First of all, Rabbi Eliezer and Shmuel lived hundreds of years apart. And besides, Rabbi Eliezer, who was Shamuti, was Shmuel's Rabbi. Fascinating Lashon HaGemara. Hadidei Hadirabe. But either way, we are going to stop here.